Lesson 4, Celebrating in Unity. Did you know that celebrations bring about unity and a new way of seeing and being in the world? Celebrations have a way of unifying community and the world. In today's Bible lesson, the first Christian community heard the gospel and was inspired by the Holy Spirit to see the world differently and united to live, worship, and evangelize. In our contemporary scenario, Molly's church embraced this truth. The vision for Molly's church began around a backyard fire pit. Around that fire pit, God breathed life into the new Christian congregation. This new congregation would be focused on unity, evangelism, and invigorated by musical boldness in varying expressions. The motto adopted is, "A call to unity, worship, and evangelism." The church's motto and name began appearing on billboards and scrolling on social media. At their first service 4 years ago, the church had a capacity crowd. The rallying cry was, "A time to come together as a body of Christ, to serve one another and others with the love of Jesus." Molly's church now has a worldwide reach. Molly's church has been encouraged by its worldwide membership and weekly supporters to consider holding a unity celebration. Leadership embraced the idea. The celebration was held during the month of the church's third year anniversary. The month-long unity celebration drew over 1,500 persons in person, and another 5,000 persons joined virtually. Molly's church also used this event as an opportunity to address the social, economic, and other injustices faced by their international members. This was accomplished by creating an alliance with local international organizations to address these issues, thus creating a breeding ground where unity, evangelism, and worship can grow and draw others to Christ. Discussion questions. 1. Discuss how the love of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit has inspired your congregation to share with people of different backgrounds of a life of worship, love, and witness. 2. Share how you have developed unity with those with whom you share common values. 3. Discuss how the church provides believers with opportunities for unity when she gathers for prayer, Bible study, fellowship, etc.